Islamically dressed women protested last week outside Istanbul University. For over a decade, tens of thousands of women have been barred from studying at universities because they wear the Islamic headscarf in accordance with their religious beliefs. Addressing his parliamentary deputies, Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan said those days are coming to an end.
Biz burada önemli bir adım atıyoruz. Tek hedefimiz var.
He said, everyone should know we have no goal other than ending the victimization of girls who are locked out of our universities. Mr. Erdogan, whose party, Justice and Development, or AK, was re-elected in a landslide vote in July, has made lifting the ban a priority because a large part of his constituency is observant Muslims, who feel the state has discriminated against them for too long. Although he has been in power for more than 5 years, the Prime Minister has until now resisted reform, apparently reluctant to confront the country's secular establishment, including the military, which has forced out of office four governments in Turkey since 1960. In the gallery overlooking the Prime Minister, scores of women wearing Islamic headscarves led the applause. Member of Parliament for the main opposition, People's Republican Party, Professor Nur Seter, says wearing a religious headscarf is not just an individual freedom. She points to the experience of neighbouring Iran.
Headscarf has always been used as the main symbol of political Islamic movement. For example, headscarf has been the symbol of the Iranian Islamic Revolution. So Turkey is very sensitive.
Mustafa Kemal Atatürk established modern Turkey in 1923, banning religious dress in public and enshrining the country's strict secular values in the constitution. In recent years, more Turkish women have been covering their heads, and the Islamic scarf has become a hot-button issue. While Turkey is overwhelmingly Muslim, it is now deeply divided over the role of religion in society. Many supporters of the secular state remain suspicious of the Islamic roots of the ruling AK party, which they fear is slowly undermining the country's secular foundations. This is a charge hotly denied by the Prime Minister. Last year saw massive protests against the AK party's then presidential candidate Abdullah Gül because his wife wears a headscarf. The military, which sees itself as guardian of the secular state, intervened, with a statement saying it is the absolute defender of secularism and reserves the right to take action. The crisis was resolved by an early general election, which the Prime Minister's party won, securing nearly a two-thirds majority in Parliament, which then elected Mr. Gül. But despite the mandate, political columnist Murat Yetkin warns lifting the headscarf ban could provoke another crisis.
There will be escalation of tension in all sectors of society. I don't think the reaction will be limited with public demonstrations, but there will be escalation in tension in many fields, like between judiciary and government, within the parliament, there will be tension. Thank God the army remains silent for now.
Until the 1990s, when the headscarf ban was strictly enforced, many of Turkey's universities witnessed violent clashes between secular and pious students over religious dress. Istanbul University experienced some of the worst violence. While many students now welcome the lifting of the ban on what Turks call turbans, there is also concern for the future.
It should be free. If one wants to wear turban, it's our problem. But if he wants me to wear turban too, and if he apply me force to wear, if it goes that far, this can be dangerous.
In an attempt to prevent an escalation of tensions, Mr. Erdogan has pulled back from party demands to lift the headscarf ban in schools and state institutions, including the judiciary. Also, bans on more extensive head coverings that completely cover a woman's face remain in force. It is unclear whether such concessions will be enough to ease the concerns of the secularists. But the Prime Minister seems aware that he is walking a political tightrope on this most sensitive of Turkish issues. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.